Okay. Young folk, you can be dismissed at this time. Love you guys. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right. All right. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Again, I welcome each and every one of you here, and those that are watching us on the live stream, I welcome you as well. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, are you ready for God's word?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. I want to continue along the line that I have been ministering. This may be the last week that we minister along this line in particular. And notice I said maybe. So I'm leaving a little space there just in case. But hallelujah. I want you to turn in your Bibles again to the book of Galatians, the sixth chapter. Galatians, the sixth chapter. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this time that we have together. Father, I thank you for everyone that's gathered here with us this morning, Father God, around your word and to fellowship together. And I thank you for that, Father. Now I pray that those that are here, Father God, will have open ears to hear and an open heart to receive your word. Not only those that are here in the sanctuary, but those that are watching the live stream as well. I pray that they will have open ears and open heart to hear your word. Father, I know that you have things that you want to minister to us and impart to us. May we be open to receive for your glory and for our benefit. And it's for our good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for your anointing upon me to minister your word. And I give glory and I give praise to you in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said,
amen.
Amen. Praise God. And again, I want to read Galatians chapter 6. And I want to read verse 1 again. It says, brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass or any fault, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Amen. And again, my subject is a spiritual life, having a spiritual life. Amen. Living in the spirit, walking in the spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. And so notice here that the Apostle Paul is instructing the Galatian church to help those that are hurting, help those that have stumbled, maybe have fallen along the way. You know, if you've fallen spiritually, you need someone spiritual to pick you up.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, if you're broke down side the road and someone stopped, pick you up, which I want to add, might want to pray about that, but anyway, let's just say someone stops, picks you up, give you a ride, and so you're riding down the road, and the driver says, okay, I'm giving you a ride, but I just want to let you know I don't have the slightest idea where I'm going. And you say, well, that's okay. I know where I need to go. So take me here, take me there. You can even give him the address and look at you and say, I don't understand where you're talking about, what you're talking about. I don't know where that is. So now both of you in a fix. He don't know where he's going, so he can't help you. And we're having too much of that, folks that don't know where they're going, but they're trying to lead someone else. They're trying to help someone else. So God wants people that are spiritual, that are in tune with him, to help those that are hurting. Amen.
Amen.
I said amen.
Amen.
Now, I want you to understand something. I think I said this before, but I want to say it again. We are to be servants of the Lord.
Amen.
You hear me? We are called to be servants of the Lord. And in order to be a good servant of the Lord, we're going to have a strong spiritual life, because God's going to send some people across your path that you're going to need to be connected with God if you're going to help them. Amen. More today, I think, probably than maybe ever. Possibly. It's amazing how people are hurting today.
Amen.
Folks are having all types of issues, man. I mean, folk doing crazy stuff that I've never seen in my lifetime. And it's not getting any better. Amen. But we have Jesus, don't we?
Amen.
Ephesians chapter 6, the 10th verse tells us, be strong. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Is that right?
Amen.
Be strong in the Lord. And you can't be strong in the Lord without being a spiritual person. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And I told you this last week, that we must understand that as born again believers, we have the Spirit of God living on the inside of us. Let me repeat this again. The Holy Spirit is not lacking in anything. He's not lacking in anything. And we talked about this last week. This same Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead lives in us, and he is perfect in every way. So we have the perfect Spirit living on the inside of us. You got to know that. We're not perfect ourselves. But we have a perfect Spirit, the perfect Spirit, living on the inside of us, the Holy Spirit, living on the inside of us. Amen?
Amen.
Now, having said that, I want you to go back a page, or maybe not a page in your Bible, but go back to chapter 5. Of Galatians, chapter 5 of Galatians. Now remember, in verse 1 of chapter 6, it says, let those that are spiritual minister to those that are hurting, right? That need help. Am I right? Okay, but let's back up And look at verse 16, Galatians chapter 5. It says, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. You see that? For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by who? If you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now he goes on, verse 19. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries. Well, you might say, glory to God, Pastor, I haven't done any of those. And the like. In other words, if it's not listed here, if it's anything like that. Yeah. Of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, here's where we're going. Do you have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of you? Raise your hand. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That looks so good. Praise the name of the Lord. That tells me if you have the Spirit of God living on the inside of you, then you are born again. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And hopefully you are baptized with the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in other tongues, and you are walking in His power. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. But listen to me. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit. What do an apple tree produce? Okay. What about a pear tree? Yeah. Amen. Listen to this. But the fruit of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also do what? Walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. Now, having said that, then we go into chapter 6, verse 1, then it says, those of you that are spiritual. Those of you that are spiritual. Hallelujah. Can you still hear me? Okay. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to back up to chapter 5 again. And I'm not going to be before you long, but I want to. Did my mic go off? Okay. Bring my volume up a little bit, please. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I think we need to know about the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Because if we have the Holy Spirit on the inside of us, then we have this fruit on the inside of us, but it's up to us whether we're going to draw from it. Remember, the Word of God tells us not to grieve the Holy Spirit. We can grieve Him by doing things that we shouldn't do, acting in ways that we shouldn't act. In other words, we're not being spiritual. Okay? So let's look at it, okay? The first mention is love. Love. Now, just for your information, I want to give you this. There are four types of love. Storge, this Greek words for love, storge, phile, eros, and agape. Okay? Storge is affection. For example, love for family members. Okay? Amen. You love your wife, you love your husband, you love your children, you love your friends. Well, there's another one for friendship, but you love your family. It's just a natural love that you have for family and so forth. That's storge, and it's spelled S-T-O-R-G-E for any of you that want to write it down. And then there's filet, F-H-I-L-A, which is a friendship type of love. And that can be positive or negative. So, you know, some folks have a love for the world. In other words, the world is their friend. You still with me? And then there's eros, E-R-O-S. Eros. That's romantic love. Romantic love. And then there's agape, A-G-A-P-E. And that's the most powerful love of all. That is unconditional love. Unconditional love. I love you in spite of who you are. I love you in spite of what you have done. That's the love of God. That's the love of God that's been given to us. I've heard some of your testimonies, and you know, let's just say it this way. Before Jesus, we were a mess, weren't we? But even in our mess, God loved us. He loved the unlovable. He loved us. And He received us. That's the agape type of love. In other words, love looks at you the way you are, or see you the way you are, but yet, let me back up. Just a person will see you the way you are, but yet, because they have the love of God on the inside of them, they will love you. And they will do whatever they can to help you. Now, God didn't call us to wallow in sin, but He did call us to help the sinner. Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes, we hate people because of what they do, how they live. That should never be. Let me tell you something. God has called us to love people and hate sin. Love people, hate sin. Love people, hate sin. That person may be covered with sin. living a filthy, filthy life, but you love that individual, but not the sin. And you're to help that person be delivered from the bondage of the devil. Amen. That's the love of God. Amen. That's the agape love of God. I'm not looking at what you are right now. I'm looking at what you can be through Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And I reach my hand out to help you up. And to be a blessing to you if you are willing to be helped. We all needed a hand up, didn't we? Yes, we did. In Galatians chapter 6, verse 1, the Holy Spirit was instructing the church through Paul to send those that are spiritual, that's walking in the agape love of God, that would see those that are hurting, those that have fallen, maybe backslidden, to give them a hand up and say, I love you. God will forgive you. If you will repent of your sins, if you will ask him, 1 John 1:9. Somebody say 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But he cannot do it until you are willing to confess it.
That's right. And
reach out to God for help.
Amen.
But you have to understand, God uses people in this earth. He wants to use you and me to reach out and touch those that are hurting.
Amen.
Because we love them. That's the agape love of God. And that love is on the inside of us. But we got to let it work. Allow it to work. Are you still here? So then we see love as a spiritual thing, ain't it? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Are you still here? So not only love, but joy. Joy is a fruit of the Spirit. When you know you got the greater one on the inside of you, guess what? You can live a life of joy.
Amen.
I mean, I know life throw rotten eggs at you sometimes, but you can't. I heard a pastor say one time, and I never forgot this. And this was a loving pastor, too. But he said, you know what? I do not allow people with bad intentions to get on the inside of me. If they want to cut you down, they want to talk about you, you can't help what they say, you can't help what they do, but you can help how it affects you.
Amen.
Because God has called us to walk in joy in spite of what other people may do or say. Are you still here? Hallelujah. Don't cry and whimper, oh, they don't love me anymore. They don't love me anymore. Well, God still does.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He still does. You walk in that joy that he has already given you. Pull it up. Hallelujah. Not only joy, but peace. Jesus said in the world, we'll have tribulation. But be of good cheer. Why? Because he has overcome the world. Hallelujah. And I tell you what, all you got to do is watch television for a few minutes and you can see, you know, there are things on that can upset you. Don't you let that get on the inside of you. Because he gives us, listen to this, he gives us peace that passes all understanding. Paul told Timothy, 2 Timothy 1:7, he said, for God has not given you, and he's talking to us too, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but he has given us. Now, if he's given it to us, that means we already got it. All we got to do is pull on it. Stay in the Word of God and find out what God has given us and activate it in our lives. For God has not given us the spirit of fear. But what has he given us?
Power,
love,
and
a sound mind. Say it again. Power,
love,
and a sound mind. Point towards yourself and say it again. God has given me,
power, love, and a sound mind.
Hallelujah. It's a done deal. But you have to activate it through the Word of God and standing on the Word of God and allowing the Word of God to come out of your mouth. Well, I'm afraid of this and I'm afraid of that and I just don't know what I'm going to do and oh my goodness, blah, blah. Well, start speaking God's Word. Stand on God's Word. Right in the face of the enemy. Got to be like David, who stood in the face of that Philistine, Goliath, stood in his face with his little slingshot and stones. You bigger than I am. I'm just a youth. You bigger than I am, but I'm fitting to take you down. I'm getting ready to take you down. Not because I'm so strong, but greater is he who's with me. How many of you know God was with David? God was with David. And he took him down. Sometimes you have to stand right in the face of the giant and declare to the giant the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Is it easy? Not always easy. But you got to do it anyway. So, love, joy, peace, long suffering. In other words, you're a person of patience. Don't raise your hand, but have you had times of impatience here recently? Don't raise your hand. But let me tell you something. We are in this world, but Jesus already prayed. I said Jesus already prayed.
Amen.
That we would be kept from the evil or the evil one. Amen. So when those times of impatience come, just settle down. Just settle down. Amen. I got to move on. Not only love, long suffering or patience, but gentleness. You ever been around folks that are hurt your feeling? You don't know what you've done. Having the slightest idea of what you did, what you said, but they snapping at you. Sometimes those folks live with each other. Some of them are married to each other. I'll move on. I'm meddling now. Hallelujah. So gentleness, goodness, in other words, you're a good person, you're a benevolent person, you're faithful, faith. I'm talking about spiritual people here. You're meek, you're a humble person. And the last one is temperance, which means you have control of yourself.
Amen.
You have control of yourself. You have control of yourself. You don't let your temper take control of you. You keep your emotions in check.
Yes.
Understand something. When you are helping other people, even ministering to folks sometimes, they're going to say things that hurt your feeling. I remember hearing a guy one time, this is years and years ago, long before I was pastoring. He was a fairly young Christian, but he was sharing his testimony, and he was from New York, and he lived on the streets of New York, and he got saved. And some of his friends, or I don't know if they were his friends or not, but he was telling some folks about Jesus on the streets there. And so one guy just hauled off and smacked him side the head and said, "Remember, the Lord says you're supposed to turn the other cheek." And the guy's response was, "Well, I haven't gotten that for yet." And then he turned around and laid him out. Well, we want to work on that, don't we? Amen. Because sometimes when you're ministering to folks, they're going to say things that's going to get on your last nerve, but you can't let it on the inside of you. You're relying on the Spirit of God. Amen. And I'm getting ready to close, but I'm going to share this. This was years ago when I was still in service, but we were married, Kathy and I was married at the time, and a group of us, I don't know, maybe 20 or 30 of us in the group, I don't know the number, but we wanted to march through Goldsboro and just sharing the gospel, passing out, handing out tracts, and sharing Jesus, praying with anybody that wanted prayer, and so we were doing that, and had a police escort and everything. And so we were walking, and I don't even know if you remember this, but this one particular guy, Kathy handed him a tract, and he tried to hit on her. I wasn't as spiritual then as I am now. I didn't do nothing stupid, but I remember thinking, okay, buddy, I was thinking what I'd like to do to him. But I didn't get in the flesh. I stayed in the spirit, and we continued to minister to the folks, and it was a blessing. We prayed with people, and you remember that? You know, we prayed with people, and it was real good. But I'm so glad I didn't show off and just mess the whole thing up. That's just what the devil would want, isn't it? Amen. Prayed for him instead. Wasn't easy, but I did. But you have to understand, this was back in the early 70s, so I had a lot of growing to do. But I'm getting ready to close. But I hope all this has made sense to you. God wants us to be led by the Spirit of God in our everyday walk, but we need to draw on the fruit that we have within.
That's right.
Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, and I can go on and on, temperance, on and on, faithfulness. Oh, that's one that's needed in the body of Christ. Everybody say faithfulness.
Faithfulness.
In other words, a faithful person is a person to tell you the truth. And if something come up, if they say, Pastor or whoever, I'm going to do this, you can count on me to do this. If something come up, they're going to make sure that they get in touch with you and let you know something happened. And you're not waiting on them to show up, and they never show up. You see them days later, oh man, this came up, and that's, you know, blah, 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 blah. A faithful person will make it right. Amen. It's called character, isn't it? That's right, integrity. That's what God is looking for in his people. People that draw on what's on the inside of them. But if you're going to draw it out, you got to know what it is. You got to know it's there. And stay in God's word and stay in fellowship with him. And when people have need, they'll know who to come to.
Amen.
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 They'll know who to come to for help. Sometimes people will reject you the first time, but because of your character and what they remember about you, when times get tough, they'll find you and say, pray for me. Help me. I need help. This is what's going on in my life. Amen.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for your word. May we be people of character, integrity, led by your spirit. That we may be a blessing to those that are hurting.